learning a Mishnah, Soiches Omnin, Vihitu Zeze, Ein Lehem Zealze, Elotaroimus. If you want to have tainus, you could have tainus. But more than tainus, that's not something you could have. And we just learned the whole Gemara. Why could you have tainus? Mechtesa, you could have tainus. Tidua, that Saul Salanta said that you see from here that to have tainus on a person is not a hefkevel. You can't just walk around at people and have tainus. If you have a schus to have tainus, you could have tainus. But stop to have taroimus in the Veltarat, it's a Shulchan Aruch. You could have taroimus, you can't have taroimus. Meaning, just like it's understood that in Hilchas Chayshu Mishpah, you can't just go over to somebody and say, Mamoini Gabach. No, you have to have a schus. Hamoitzim Echaveri Olveraya, Abobis Nazikin. You have Sugyas and Shulchan Aruch, Simonim, and Chayshu Mishpah in terms of when you could have a schus moment to be able to take money from someone. The same is true in Hilchas Taroimus. That it's not a hefkevel. You can't just have taroimus. Amol ye, amol nish, elam ze al ze, ela taroimus pilvat. There's a sefer, it's called Likutei Shoshanim. The mechaber, the sefer is Reb David Neumann Shlita. So the sefer is on Perek Hasoicher Esomnin. So this is an entire sefer on Hasoicher Esomnin. Reb David Neumann is a well-known mechaber sfarim here in Shtot. He wrote Masechtas Nida. He came out recently with two volumes on Agunis. He's written on Shabbos, on Beya. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. And right here, the first shtickle, so he brings this well-known vart, B'shem Rabbi Saul Salanta, that it's not a hefkevel, it's stam to have taroimus, and stam to have tainas on a person. So he's mitzadded a little bit. What's takip shot? So there's an issue, you can't have tainas on someone. I mean, you can't just, someone did something, and you decided you're going to have tainas on him. I don't know, maybe you could have tainas, maybe you can't have tainas. Not a hefkevel. What's the iser to have tainus? What's the iser to have taroimus on a person? So he says that the pashtus you would think, I mean, where does it say in the Torah you can't have tainus on someone? So he says, his muschur rishon was that it's mitzvah resh membeis. The mitzvah is loisitar. So, we're familiar with nekama. That's the iser of loisikoim. And there's also an iser of loisitar. Right, so what's loisikoim? It was last parasha. So nekama is where you go over to your friend, will you lend something to me? He says, no. And then he comes back to you, will you lend it to me? He says, well, you don't lend it to me. He says, I'm not lending it to you. Loisitar is where the person says, faker. He says, al shtikol tari. Even though when I came to you, you don't want to lend it to me, but I'm a different kind of guy, I'm going to lend it to you. So that's also what. So what's the nekuda? What is the aside of that iser of shaloi linter? So it says the chinuch, kolonya, shenimna anu, the aside is what that guy is doing wrong. It's not even what he's saying. It's what he's feeling. Meaning, he's really upset. He has a grudge. He has tightness. He says, when I came to you and I asked you if you'll give me your hacker, you said no. And now you're coming to me and you want my lawnmower? But you know what? I'm going to do it anyways. The problem is not his spiel. The problem is that obviously he has tightness. He's upset. That's the aside of the iser. Meaning, you're not allowed to have in your heart, Mashahar alonu echem Yisrael. So you think this guy ba'avled you, and now you're walking around with tainus. Avol pishen nechassim, shenaskim and avshei seinu shloi l'shalom l'gmul al maseinu, afilu b'schiras chetoi b'lev levat. Even if all you're going to do is you're going to dermanzach of what this person did in your heart, nimnonu, that's the iser. Val zeh nemar loy sitar. That's the aside of this loy sitar. So he said, at first glance, that is what taroimus is. It's mamish the way the chinuch describes loy sitar. What's the problem with the loy sitar? The problem is what he's walking around in his hearts with. And that seems to be what the iser is. The question, however, he asks is, if that's the case, so what's takap shad in our Mishnah, for example, Eilam Zalza Ela taroimus? Now all of a sudden you're allowed to have sinu? Right. If that's what taroimus is, and that's what Yisrael's vart, that you, it's not a hefkevel, you can't just walk around and have tainas on someone. It means every time you have tainas on someone, you're over loisita. That's what it sounds like. You're being over in Issa Deiraisa. If you're being over in Issa Deiraisa, why now all of a sudden, if somebody ba'avels you a shtickle, would it suddenly be okay? So he brings that the truth is that some Rishonim that say that the only time there's an Issa loisita is if somebody didn't really ba'avel you. I mean, what happened in the case of loisikim and loisita? Somebody came to, you went to someone, you said, will you please lend me something? And he said, no. And then he comes back to you and you say, even though when I came to you, you said, no, I'm going to say, yeah. What did that person do? What that person did, he didn't punch you in the nose, right? He didn't steal from you. He wasn't mative to you. He had an opportunity to do you a favor and he didn't do you the favor. Over there, where all you're upset about is some minyas arevach, some minyas atoiv, al zeh nem aloi sita, you're not even allowed to feel it in your heart. If, however, a person would physically ba'avu you, so then Rishonim say it could be there it's mutter, and there you're allowed to have that feeling inside you. If that's the case, that's what's going on in our sugya. We're trying to dan, is it considered that he ba'avled you? Is it not considered that he ba'avled you? And if that's the case, there would be a little bit of a mahalach in terms of understanding what's going on. Meaning the isser of tyroim is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was referring to is the isser loisita. And what's the noise over here? The noise over here is do we look at it as if he ba'avled you in a proactive way, or all it was like a mavriya chari, it was a minias harevach, it was a minias atoy. If it's a minias atoy, so for that you have the issa loisita. That's your classic loisita. If, however, we look at it as if he proactive ba'avul you, then it's going to be a problem. He says the only issue with this is that really it's a big machloikis rishonim. And he brings from the Chafetz Chaim in his sefer where he's very mairuch with these different rishonim as it relates to loisita. Is it in fact mutter for a person to feel that sinner, to have that loisita if somebody ba'avels him or not? According to some Rishonim, yeah. According to other Rishonim, not. So according to the Rishonim, not. It's going to be a little bit. It's going to be a little bit trickier. One ha'ara that he does say, and that is, what does the Lashon Taroimus even mean? Meaning, what's this Lashon Taroimus? So he brings that we had a Gemara on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis in Perek Hazav. It was a Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Im Lechosid. So the context over there is not important. But listen to Lashon Rashi. Im Lechosid, Kamar, Diyesh Loi Taroimus Ala Machser. Mi Koifeil, the Kabel She Yisrael. Toiv Loi Shloi Yikableno, Me She Yikableno, Vyoitzi Diba Al Chaveira. Rashi over there was describing a Taroimus, and Rashi says, what is this person that have Taroimus going to do? He's going to be Moitzi Diba Al Chaveira. Sounds a little bit like when you say Yeshlem Taroimus, you know what it means? It means you're allowed to walk around, even allowed to talk about it. It's like a Hilchos Lashon Hara thing. Taroimus means you can be Maitzi Dibur. Another tzushtel he brings is there's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kehanim did Avodah, so they would stop the Kriyishma, and when they would say Kriyishma, they would also read the Aseres HaDibris. So the Gemara says, Ram Nassan said, the Gvulin Bikshu Likrois came. They wanted that in the Gvulin, every Yid in the morning, Pamayim Bahava, when we say Kriyishma, we should also say the Aseres HaDibris. Eloshek Kvar Bitlum, Mepnei Taroimus Aminim. But they stopped it because of the Taroimus Aminim. So if you look at Rashi, meaning, what does it mean? Pashup Shat Taroimus Aminim, that the Minim, that because I'm not going to say that the reason they're saying the Aseres HaDibris, because the only thing that a Jew needs to do is he has to keep the Ten Commandments. As Shapsoi Sait Tishmoiru, Ishim Evavavtiro, and Yasham Lekechem, right? That's what you're going to say. And that's what we're coming to Bavar. But listen to Rashi's Lashon. The Mnei Taroimus Aminim, Shelo Yoimru, La Amiya Oretz, In Shar Toira Emes. Vetedu, Shein Kairin, Elo Hashmash Amar, Kodesh Baruchu, Vishalu Pim Misinai. What's Taroimus Aminim? Shelo Yoimru, they shouldn't say. He's mitzada that maybe the Indian of Taroimus is not just feeling something, but you're actually talking about it. Either way, Ayin Shalom, it's the first shtickle in the Sefer, Likutei Shoshan.